Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
This week, President Trump has been putting a positive spin on COVID-19, despite getting the disease himself and despite the rising number of deaths in the United States. On Monday night, after his return to the White House, Trump had this advice.
And one thing that's for certain, don't let it dominate you. Don't be afraid of it. You're going to beat it. We have the best medical equipment. We have the best medicines.
In another video released Wednesday by the White House, Trump said that getting COVID-19 was a blessing from God. And yesterday, during an interview on Fox Business, he said, "When you catch it, you get better, and then you're immune." It's been well documented that President Trump is a fan of the late minister Norman Vincent Peale, who wrote the bestseller The Power of Positive Thinking. Peale, who died in 1993, often talked about ridding one's mind of worries. But if he were alive today, would Peale be preaching optimism to solve a health crisis? NPR's Elizabeth Blair wanted to find out.
In his books and his radio show, Norman Vincent Peale talked about overcoming life's challenges.
What are you going to do with defeat? Are you going to let it defeat you?
This is from Peale's radio show, Live with Confidence, produced from 1967 to 1971.
If inside you are strong, then come what may of pain, difficulty, sorrow, or defeat, you can keep on going.
He preached a theology which also became his personal brand.
Kate Bowler is a professor of American Christianity at Duke Divinity School.
He would say things like, as you think, so shall you be. Or, quote, think positively and you'll set in motion positive forces.
President Trump, like his father Fred, was a believer. For some 50 years, Donald Trump attended services at Marble Collegiate Church in New York City, where Dr. Peale was the pastor. Peale officiated Trump's first wedding.
What little faith tradition Donald Trump appears to have comes almost directly from a long tradition of positive thinking in American culture. And so when he said, don't be afraid, I thought, yes, this is the typical impulse. This is the performance of invulnerability.
Vulnerability was a no-no in the Trump family, according to the president's niece, Mary Trump. She recently told NPR that her grandfather took Norman Vincent Peale's power of positivity, quote, to such an extreme level that it was toxic.
So my grandmother, with her osteoporosis, would come home from the hospital and need more care and physical therapy. And my grandfather was unable to tolerate it. You know, he'd be in the room with her, and as soon as she started, you know, showing that she was in physical pain, he would say, everything's great, right? Everything's great.
Given the gravity of COVID-19, it's okay to feel vulnerable and even afraid, says Dr. Michael Boss, senior minister at Marble Collegiate Church, where Norman Vincent Peale was pastor for 52 years.
Fear is just an indicator that there's danger, and there is danger with the virus.
Boss believes there is a side of Norman Vincent Peale that is often overlooked. He says Peale did rely on scientists when necessary.
Positivity doesn't mean that we can ignore the reality before us. It doesn't mean it's a substitute for exercising caution. It doesn't mean it's a substitute for action.
Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.